What are you hungry for?
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kaylin.
Somebody was already helping me.
I'm the supervisor here.
Okay.
In the fire department, can I have your zip code to locate your account?
17540.
One, four, five.
17540.
14570 on the first and last name, please.
It's Raquetta Waitman.
Thank you, Mama. I'll look at that account. One moment, please. All right, for security purposes of the account, can you verify your address, please?
My address? 461 Brendan Drive, Leola, Pennsylvania, 17540.
Thank you. And I was able to locate the account for ByteHub.
I'm sorry?
I was able to locate the account for ByteHub. And you want to report this as fraud, ma'am?
Pardon?
You want to report this as fraud?
If you want to report it as fraud, I didn't do it. All I want is my money back. Now I can do it with you guys or I can do it through my bank. Either way, I don't care. But you took $59.85 out of my account and I want my money back. Even if it was, which I was told it was through a sweepstakes that I this entered for some kind of free mixer. How do you get a free mixture with $59.85? I'm sorry, but this just seems wrong.
Right.
And I didn't order this, so I need the money refunded, or I'm going to go through my bank, because I done called my bank. They gave me this 855 number to try and call you to see if we could settle this, or I am going to file fraud charges, because I didn't buy this. I don't care how you fix it. But I want my $59.85 back. Take me off whatever list you got me on and whatever.
Just allow me one moment. I'm looking at the account. Just allow me one moment. All right. So we can report this as fraud, but I want to make sure you're aware that all cases of fraud are part of a pending investigation. Any false claims or fraudulent charges may result in penalties. As long as you're sure no one in your household placed the order, we can continue.
Excuse me?
As long as you're sure no one in your household placed the order, we can continue.
So I can't get my money back?
Hello.